From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. On this 4th of July, we're going to listen to some patriotic songs, but not what you might expect. For the past week, our friends at NPR Music have been asking for audience suggestions about songs that make people proud to be wherever they happen to be from. A couple of thousand people responded, and Franny Kelly of NPR Music is going to tell us what songs our listeners wrote in about. Happy 4th of July, Franny.
Yeah, you too, Misha.
So what is the people's choice?
It's The Boss. You knew it was going to be The Boss.
Well, you know, I actually didn't know it was going to be The Boss. I'm kind of surprised that when it comes to patriotic music, people chose Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's Born in the USA, although it's not quite because it's actually kind of a critical song, especially the Vietnam War. But people said they didn't care. You know, Kenny Linden wrote in from New Jersey to say that despite all the people that misrepresent his lyrics as pro-America or pro-Jersey, he actually hears them having hope beyond Jersey.
You know, people who love Bruce Springsteen really love Bruce Springsteen. They travel around the country, they see him in concert over and over and over again. So if they were nominating him, I guess those nominations were probably pretty interesting.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, because people would pick not just the obvious tracks. Sarah Bennett picked one called Rosalita. She calls it a big stomper. And in that song, you know, he travels across the country and it's all about like getting signed to your first record deal and feeling really like young and on the verge and like people imagine America is sometimes. The best part about the Bruce comments was that people didn't get into real detail. They'd just be like, The Boss, followed by 11 exclamation points, or like Bruce Springsteen's entire catalog.
Patriotic songs are often about pride, songs that give you a real pride of place. Were there listeners who wrote in with songs that made them proud to be an American?
Absolutely. And I think that the strong pride came in from feeling like they helped invent something, from feeling like being an American is about being part of something that doesn't happen anywhere else. Jazz, blues, bluegrass, soul music, hip-hop. A friend of mine actually wrote in, and she told me she's very, very clear on what recording makes her most proud to be an American. And it is jazz, and it is because it was invented here. But it's also about witnessing this moment of rebirth. It's Duke Ellington Band's performance of Diminuendo in Blue at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1956.
And this was really an important performance for Duke Ellington.
It was. It really sort of restarted his career after bebop had come into the fore and big bands were less. This happened. He ended up on the cover of Time. And people were like, oh, yeah, this is our music.
So in this case, when people talk about jazz or blues or bluegrass, they're talking about a sense of pride that comes from feeling that they're a part of something special, something unique, something that they can celebrate with other people.
Yeah, it does. And I think that people really like this music that seems to reflect these American values. Dave Wayne wrote in and he said that the music that makes him feel happy to be from here is the stuff that has the spirit of fearless innovation, restless searching, outspokenness, frank emotionality, and boundless creativity. He says it seems curiously American to him.
Did people from anywhere else in the world write in to talk about what songs made them feel patriotic?
Well, yeah, we have the lucky coincidence this weekend, which is that Canada Day is July 1st. So we had people writing in all week saying, don't forget about us. Don't forget about Gordon Lightfoot or Rush, a.k.a. Canada's greatest band. the hockey song, which apparently all Canadians know the words to, but the far and away Canadian winner is the Tragically Hip.
Now, the Tragically Hip is not a description for a group of people. That's actually the name of a band. That's correct?
Yes. Apparently their nickname is The Hip.
Ah, okay. And tell us a little bit more about The Hip and why they're deserving of the patriotic title.
They've won all sorts of awards. They've done some protest songs and they've done some fun songs. They're just really beloved.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairie, we kings of all treasures buried. And all you hear are the rusted breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus.
This is the Wheat Kings, which Laura Louise chose. She said, I am from Canada, though my family has lived in the U.S. for 6 years now, and I have two American daughters. Wheat Kings by the Tragically Hip makes me proud of and lonely for home.
20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new beside. No one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things.
Did anyone suggest a song that made them proud or made them feel patriotic just because the song was so beautiful?
Yes. I think that person is going to be Tim Poach, who picked Marvin Gaye's version of the national anthem, which he sang at the NBA All-Star Game in 1983. All my friends on Facebook are posting it today.
Say, can you see
Never have so many women yelled so loudly at the performance of the national anthem.
Oh, yeah. I would if I had been there.
We hear people do all kinds of things with the national anthem now, but that was really the first time that someone had stepped away from a traditional performance of the national anthem and sort of infused it with his own musical stylings.
Right, very different arrangement. He seems totally confident in there. He's made it more beautiful than the original.
Franny Kelly, it's been great talking to you. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for taking us on this journey through patriotic music. All the best to you.
Thank you. You too, Michelle.
Franny Kelly is with NPR Music.